senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good and happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for listening, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app, whether you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app or from our website. Holy crap, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. We really also appreciate when you buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
We've got... everything's really quiet.
That was low. I heard that on a very low level instead of a very high level.
Try again?
Yes.
This is a human. Oh. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
There you go.
You know, every time I hear that, I feel like, am I trying hard enough on this show? Here's
the full one. Now, okay. I cut it up into a bunch of little pieces, remember?
This makes it feel like
the pauses that are in this about to follow was his actual live rant.
Okay.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
I mean, that is Shakespeare.
Yes, that was one.
That wasn't cobbled together. That was one rant. He came up with that by himself.
That's fucking genius.
37 seconds.
That's what we are. That's what we are. That's what we gotta be.
levels, right? I mean,
yes.
He starts off slower, then he gets.
Are we working hard enough? I mean, this podcast is. I mean, that guy is really putting out the energy. I mean, whatever you think about his content, I mean, he is connected to his diaphragm. He's really, really
connected to his material.
Connected. He's connected to something. He's driving to the end of the verse line. And it's insane.
Did I do the Amazon link? I don't think so. Thanks for buying shit through Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link or the banner on the webpage.
Yay.
And we get a wee little commission.
Thank you, billionaires.
Mr. Bezos.
Thank you, Elon. Personally
drives it over.
Thank you. Drives it over. Speaking of, I'm sorry. I'm sure you have this, but I'll just say this. These Tesla Cybertrucks fucking suck. I mean, this is the shittiest car. These Tesla Cybertrucks will go down in history. Hugo's were bad cars, correct? Nobody liked those.
Yes.
It even inspired the movie with What's-His-Face to do that movie about cars, Michael Keaton, about the unions, labor, and stuff like that.
Oh, with the Japanese? Yeah.
Please, what is it? Hugo... It's some dumb... Anyway. But this Cybertruck is the shittiest fucking thing. Listen. If you told me...
Gung-ho.
Gung Ho. What a great film. Ed, that was good. At the end of the movie, he's like, I'm taking one of these cars with me. And he gets in and it falls apart.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. But listen, man. Elon, the fucking accelerator pedal. Maybe look into that one, you dickhead. And that's a basic car thing. This guy wants to make cars that, like, think for us. Here's an idea. Make a car that stops and goes faster when you want it to. Stick to this fundamentals. Your Cybertruck is a piece of shit. Okay.
Let's, it's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Nine!
We've got all kinds of Faithless Friday material. Plenty.
Yeah.
Let's see what is going on in the old headline. O'Rooney's, though, at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Defeat.
HuffPo, yes. Full jury and alts set.
What?
I believe they're talking about jurors.
Oh, okay, okay.
Former President Donald Trump's hush money trial began Monday, marking the first time an ex-president has been tried on criminal charges. So the jury has been satted.
Yes.
And this is it. It's official.
You know, I was wrong about Trump. I think he's more thug than Nazi, really. He's more of a thug. He behaves like a mobster. Who was president.
Yes.
And in he's even behaving currently in his trial as a big thug, stupid fucking mobster.
Yes.
Intimidation already.
Right. But he's got, you know, wisps of Nazi.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe a lot. There's a lot of shit going on, and boy.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee is charged with 34 felony counts related to his alleged efforts to conceal $130K in hush money payments that he made in 2016. To silence claims he had an extramarital affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels.
4 months after Barron was born, everybody.
Prosecutors are expected to link the case to allegations of a, quote, catch and kill scheme to bury other negative stories about Trump before the election. In fact, Karen McDougal.
Yes, yes.
I believe will be testifying, saying that she got one of those deals from... Yeah. The National Enquirer and David Packer head.
You know, do you remember after the Obama presidency, all the trials where Obama had to stand trial and stuff, and then we were wondering, ooh, are they ever going to gag this president because he's threatening witnesses and stuff like that? Or no?
Yeah.
Just this one. No drama, Obama.
Well, he did wear that tan suit.
Oh, and he loves this mustard. I like that mustard, too. I like special mustard as well.
Great Poupon, he's such an elitist.
Yes. Why not?
I like to be pooped on.
You're an elitist.
I don't like Great Poupon.
Is that W?
Blanche left... this is... Trump is represented by Todd Blanche and Susan Nichols?
Nine!
Two experienced New York attorneys.
Nine!
Handpicked by Trump for this particular case.
The gaze of the Nazi falls on you. How lucky.
Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, who served jail time on campaign finance charges related to his role in facilitating the payments, is expected to testify, as is Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
On Thursday, the judge announced that 12 jurors had been selected and the case will move forward.
Right.
After a couple of setbacks, did you see one of the jurors excused herself?
Oh, yes.
Because
I did.
She was worried that some of her identifying information got out and MAGA Central would try to kill her.
Yes. This is related to Jesse Waters, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went on. This, to me, is like, I'm not surprised Trump is doing this. I would like to know what our Justice Department is doing to protect the jurors, because this is insane, and he's behaving like a thug. Start treating him like a fucking thug and throw his ass in jail. You could.
Right.
Fuck this guy. I mean, he is handling us. He is handling us. He has handled this justice system so easily. It is time to give this guy the boot and fucking throw his ass in jail.
We expect opening statements on Monday. Lawyers today wrangled over what topics and questions will be fair game to mention during the trial in what's known as a Sandoval hearing.
What does his penis look like?
Prosecutors want to highlight Trump's past legal battles, including the recent loss in a high-profile civil fraud case. Yeah, where he was found to be a rapist.
Right, that's right.
And I didn't commit the crime of rape. They want to bring that up.
Yeah.
And the defense is saying they shouldn't be able to bring that up. So the judge is going to have
a little Nazi defense over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck?
He's going to have to rule on that shit.
I mean, why doesn't the judge tell this lawyer to control his client? I mean, that juror is like, fuck this. I'm not going to get hunted down by maggot cult members.
Trump attorney Emil Bove stood and addressed the prosecution Sandoval request line by line, arguing that every case listed there should not be part of the trial.
Ooh, thank you, Nazi.
Prosecutors had wanted to be able to impeach Trump's credibility by telling jurors how he or his company were found liable in recent civil fraud cases.
Yeah.
New York Attorney General Letitia James,
yes.
The two defamation cases brought by E. Jean Carroll, and by sharing other judgments against the former president. I don't know, stealing money from cancer kids?
Yes. Well, it seems like it's relevant because part of this is business fraud, correct?
Yeah.
So it would be relevant, but who knows?
And election fraud. That's why it's a felony.
We'll see what the good side gets from the Justice Department or from this judge. We'll see.
Because that had happened years before. Why all of a sudden did he decide it was time to tell Stormy to shut up and pay her money and Karen McDougal?
I think it's the same reason Comey was like, I better make this dumb announcement about Hillary Clinton.
Judge said he'll have the decision by Monday.
What is there to wait? Yeah, allow all this shit. Monday.
Mershon appears, this is somebody who's like live tweeting. Mershon appears tired of spending time addressing procedural issues that Trump's team has already asked him to address, saying at this point, what's happening is defense is targeting individual decisions one by one by one by one. There comes a point where you accept my rulings.
Shit, man.
Oh, I'd like to challenge that.
Hey, man, it's their strategy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's worked. It's been very fucking effective. Look at the fucking case in Atlanta. Is that case even a thing anymore? I mean, God.
He said, my rulings are what they are. I've entertained your motions. I've entertained your arguments in good faith. We're going to have opening statements Monday morning. This trial is starting.
Damn, Schittler. Oh, my God. The one good thing about this, he doesn't like being at this courtroom, right? He doesn't dig it.
No, I retweeted on the Crab Diving X or whatever you call it. The verb is X. I X'd it.
X'd it.
He was going nuts on True Social. Like a whole bunch of all caps.
Is he allowed to truth during the trial?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
But he's supposed to be restricted in what he can and can't truth about.
Damn, man. I tell you what, I am waiting. I am waiting for this guy to start. Surely he should throw this motherfucker in jail just for a day, the judge. He could do that. I mean, he's violating the gag order. Isn't he?
Well, yeah.
I mean, why is he allowed? Who the fuck has all these press conferences? Is that a normal thing?
Sixteen minutes ago, right when our show was starting.
Yes.
Trump put out on Truth, all caps, witch hunts, 3!
God, he hasn't changed. Jesus.
Oh my God. Like during the show. I mean during the trial.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, man. I don't know.
Here we go. All caps, 7 hours ago.
Yes.
If immunity is not granted to a president, every president that leaves office will be immediately indicted by the imposing party. No, it hasn't happened in 200 and some years, asshole.
Yeah, fuck
you. You were the first. Gosh, I wonder why.
You're the first. And these are threats.
Without complete immunity, a president of the United States would not be able to properly function. It's just the most ridiculous and bad faith argument ever.
Why? Let me ask you something, Shitler. Why aren't all your meth head cultists outside these courtrooms just burning down everything in this huge civil fucking war on your dumb diapered behalf? Where are the troglodytes?
Now, look, here's the fatal flaw. I mean, we don't have to point out the fatal flaws in his arguments. He says right here, his next one.
Yes.
If a president does not have immunity, the opposing party during his or her term in office can extort and blackmail the president by saying that, quote, if you don't give us everything we want, we will indict you for things you did while in office, even if everything done was totally legal and appropriate.
Wait.
That would be the end of the presidency and our country as we know it. And it's just one of the many traps there. Capitalized traps.
Yeah.
One of the many traps there would be for a president without presidential immunity. Obama, Bush, and soon Crooked Joe Biden would all be in all quote, all caps, big trouble. See? He's telling us.
He's saying that they're all going to be in big trouble if he's elected. Is that what you think? Yeah, I think so too.
And then he'll be like, fuck the immunity shit. Suddenly he won't be for presidential immunity anymore.
Oh, of course not. Because he'll just have it as an assumed king or whatever the fuck he is. This is insane. I cannot believe how close these polls are with this fucking Nazi.
Protect presidential immunity. There's nothing to protect because it doesn't and has never existed.
What's going on is our country is trying to protect itself from you Nazi pieces.
Next one.
Shit.
These are all within like an hour of each other. Without presidential immunity, the president will lose its power. Presidency will lose its power and prestige. Under some leaders have no power at all. The presidency will be consumed by the other branches of government. All caps. This is not what our founders wanted. It's exactly what our founders wanted.
This isn't about the presidency. This is about you. This is how you behave. You can't handle anyone having any input. He can't handle being in a room and not being in control, which must drive him crazy now, in his fucking courtroom.
Here's the threat. The next one, all caps.
Okay.
If they take away my presidential immunity, they take away Crooked Joe Biden's presidential immunity.
Oh, shit. That's what he's saying. Of course.
That's what he said.
Listen, his attorney general in the last, Bill Barr, fiddled and did a bunch of shit with evidence against Trump to keep him from being prosecuted and all this fucking shit. They are going to have these, they're going to put their foot on the gas and shit. And this,
I'm sorry, I was like reading forward and laughing.
What is it?
Without presidential immunity, it would be all caps. It would be impossible for a president to properly function, putting the United States of America in great and everlasting danger.
Everlasting? Oh my God. Oh
great
my God.
And everlasting danger. Oh, is this him talking?
Shit. Great and everlasting. That's,
Oh, this is him coming out of the trial yesterday.
Where does he get these words that he uses, these superlatives? Like, is everlasting, do you ever use that? This is everlasting. I think this guy, I don't know. Boy, don't vote for him.
Then he retruthed a whole bunch of really bogus polls. This one is... This is an online or an on X poll from the account at Libertarian Lars.
Oh, that's so.
That gives Donald Trump 70% of the vote. Joe Biden 20
per Libertarian Lars. That's good.
Trump retruths this. A screen cap of it.
Right. He's just looking at nothing.
Here we go. And here's another thing. 2 hours ago, Germany and other European countries have massive budget surpluses as we spend billions to defend them.
Oh, my God.
See, that's why the European countries have been getting together to prep in case our Nazi fascist wins in this country. What we're going to have to like band together to fight off a new enemy. Basically.
Yeah.
The United States.
I wonder if they're impressed by how we're doing with that. I mean, it must make them a little crazy. I mean, this fucking...
They think we're nuts.
This fucking Shitler, for the most part...
Some of them can't talk, to be honest with you, but...
What do you mean?
You know, not... They didn't go to our extent. Yeah. But, you know, Brexit.
If you think about
I'm just saying.
Right.
Sorry, our friends across the pond that are listening.
I know Schittler's on trial for a lot of stuff. Well, kind of on trial for a lot of things right now, but
right.
For the most part, he's really handled us. He really has. And it must be disconcerting. You know what I mean? I mean, he got rid of that.
Well, he hasn't handled us. He had
absolutely.
Help. He had help.
He took over a whole fucking party.
But without. It was not a coup. Mm-mm. There was no violence involved. They happily got down on their knees
right.
because he won.
Yeah.
That's it.
And they're going to make it so this trial schedule, they're not going to get to that insurrection before Election Day.
And he got the tax cuts, the first of many that they hope to get.
Yes.
That they wanted.
That's right. And now the only thing he has to do to win the whole fucking game is to get more votes. That's it. That is
In certain states.
In certain states, he's just got to win this election.
This trial is a long, rigged endurance contest dealing with nasty, crooked people who want to destroy our country. MAGA 2024.
You're right. It is, though. He's so right. It's 100% right. It is 100% right.
Make New York safe again.
My God. Dude. Listen, Trump, I'm going to be honest with you. What makes people unsafe is when your fucking followers show up at rallies in people's towns and shit. I've seen interviews with your people. They're all methed out and crazy.
How is this one not going to get him thrown in jail? This is 3 hours ago. Judge Mershon is railroading, in quotes.
Yeah.
Why would you put it in quotes?
Because he's, I don't know. He wants his because I'm on my
private He means railroading. He's railroading me. Why is he put it in
because,
quotes?
Because this is why he's dumb. No. He's saying because he's not actually turning him to a railroad. It's a expression.
Oh, I don't want people to be confused.
Right.
It's true. His audience
yeah.
could wonder what that means.
I don't know.
Judge Mershon is railroading me at breakneck speed in order to completely satisfy his, again, quotes, friends.
Well, I think now that one makes sense. I mean, because it's written, right? I mean, friends could be, that could
mean. You didn't want it to confuse with the TV show.
Yeah, that's true. That then it would be capitalized.
Additionally, he has, now get this.
Yeah.
Quoted and all capped.
Yes.
Gagged.
Ooh.
Unquote. Back to regular.
Now for him, you might say, you might put quotes around gagged because he's so violent. He might have actually gagged people, children even.
He gagged me so that I cannot talk about the most important topics, including his totally disqualifying conflict of interest and taking away my constitutional right of free speech.
You can't just get around the gag order.
He said, I can't talk about this that I'm about to talk about.
That, you know what? It won't matter. They won't do shit to him. This judge will say something mean to him and he won't do shit. This won't matter.
Almost every legal scholar and expert has stated there is, quotes, all caps, no case. Now, that would make sense because he's saying the lie that every legal scholar and expert has said there's no case, which is just the opposite.
Yeah. Well,
this is a scam brought by a corrupt district attorney, Alvin Bragg, who's black, you know.
Did he say that?
No. I'm just saying what's implied.
Yeah.
Who has let violent crime in New York flourish at levels never seen before. Worked with crooked Joe Biden's DOJ in order to harm his political opponent, me. All caps. This is election interference at a level never seen before in the United States of America. MAGA 2024 exclamation point.
Nine! Oh, nine!
It was 3 hours ago.
My God. Shit, Trump. You're lucky you're not anybody else. You'd be in jail. You can't say that, right? I mean, can you say the judge is corrupt? I'm getting railroaded.
I think I think it doesn't help your case either way.
I don't know. We'll see if this matters, buddy.
He's hoping that some lunatic is going to shoot Judge Mershon.
Well, I mean.
Because then he knows he'll get a delay.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not.
No,
you know, I'm not being superlative, I don't think. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that's running through his tiny little brain.
He's made public references to gun violence in a positive way, though. Remember? You 2A people, you know what to do? Or something like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, of course, yes. I mean, does anybody... Are they gonna hold the trial because the guy set himself on fire?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's the headline at the HuffPo.
Woo!
For a full jury and trial set.
Right.
then it says Don's courthouse hallway complaints rigged trial.
Why is he always, he's always standing around those temporary barriers, you know, and he's talking to, he's doing his weird little.
Yeah, it looks like he's in a toddler enclosure, which is very appropriate.
Right. I mean, listen, what I like is that I think he's miserable at this trial. And I think what time does he have to be there in the mornings?
Probably 8-ish, 9-ish.
Oh my God. Shit. Does he walk there? Does he take like a helicopter?
Or he takes the subway.
What time? Yeah. What time does he wake up for this? What time do you, God damn.
The troweling on of the orange and the quaffing takes an hour and a half, 2 hours.
If I was Stephen Miller, I would keep this Trump messed up all night and just wake into the day of the trial. What are you going to wake him up at? I'm trying to figure out, is he very far away from this in Manhattan?
I'm sure he's at Trump Tower.
Jeez. So
living the bachelor life.
And guess
who's not at Trump Tower?
Right. Oh yeah. Well, where is she? When is she going to be at this trial?
Oh yeah. She's going to, the day Stormy testifies, Melania is going to be sitting there.
Well, this guy is an amazing piece of shit. I mean, really, this is as if I feel like we're in some sort of, I hate when people say this, but simulation where it's like, instead of watching a show about Trump, you get to live in it a little bit, because it's just crazy. This seems fake.
Yes, I can feel it.
God. You know, we're so quiet in this show. I mean,
oh my God, I haven't played this one in a long time. Wait,
yeah. I feel fingers.
Do you know who that is?
Play it again, please.
I feel fingers.
I don't know.
I feel fingers.
Oh my God, that's Ben Carson.
It's Ben Carson telling his lie about how he didn't study for some final in medical school. Awesome to hear.
Yeah.
That he's retired now.
Oh, yes.
And, but he was allegedly really good at what he did.
Okay.
And, for some reason he said he didn't study for some big test in college. I don't think it was medical school. I think it was undergrad. Yeah. And that, he prayed. Mm-hmm. And, while he was taking the test, he felt the fingers of God press into his brain and give him all the answers.
Does he get his job back?
I'll make him something else.
Was he in charge of HUD the whole time?
I want to say yes.
Then give him the job again. That clearly, nobody in that Trump administration gave a flying shit about HUD, evidenced by the fact that Ben Carson lasted the whole time. Do you remember him talking to Congress and stuff? And he's like, I didn't come here to be quizzed. And like, yeah, actually you did.
Actually, you kind of did.
You worked for us, wacko.
The headline over to the Drudge Report says revenge.
Ew.
Israel launched a retaliatory strike against Iran early Friday morning local time.
Okay.
The strike followed Iran's attack on Saturday when Tehran sent a volley of more than 300 drones and missiles towards targets in Israel.
Yes.
But a few were intercepted by Israel and its allies, including the United States. Iran's weekend attack came more than 6 months after Hamas terrorists invaded Israel on October 7th, after which the Israeli military began its bombardment of Gaza.
I have a question about these drones. Are they flown by people or AI?
Yes.
Really? I mean, why
I would assume
could you have a person?
It's an autopilot-y thing until they get close, and then they probably.
You play lots of video games.
Yes.
When you're playing, when you're not playing other people, and you're playing like
by myself.
Yeah, against the computer or something.
What's, sure.
What is that called?
Not playing with other people.
No.
It's solo.
There's a term for it.
Yeah, playing solo.
Okay. Now, is that could the drone do that?
Maybe depending on the sophistication of the drone,
yeah.
But it's probably a lot cheaper to just slap a bunch of cameras on it and let sit somebody. Some video game geek in a in a nice chair with a joystick.
Wait, there's one geek per drone.
I would assume.
Right. How many drones? Pilot.
Well, they said hundreds.
Fuck. So there's 300 people.
Well, so that actually might not. They may be pre-programmed just to fly to a certain spot and. You know, they may be suicide drones or they may fly to a certain spot and drop shit.
Jeez. I guess that's...
That doesn't really require AI of that much, just kind of a GPS.
Yeah. Well, you could require it to... You could make it dodge things. Couldn't AI help it, like, behave?
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that.
Turn around and kill us all.
Right. Because, like, I can go on Canva in...
Why are we fighting each other?
Yeah.
let's fight the flesh monsters.
That's true. Because, what you know, I let AI rewrite a thing, a description in Eventbrite for a comedy show, and I just put all the details in. And it was pretty horrifically written. It was shitty, but I was like, that...
Yeah, AI stuff like that, the generative AI stuff uses... Really bizarre terminology, and it's even got favorite words that, like, you can spot now that you're like, oh, AI wrote that. Because
so you can say, could the AI make the decision? Oh, here's an enemy. Here's a plane that's not on my team. I want to evade this plane and shoot it. Could it do that on its own?
Sure.
So is that what these?
If you program it to.
I'm just wondering, does AI operate any of these fucking drones?
I would say no.
Right.
I think it's probably more of a, I could be wrong, but it's probably more of a, here's where you go, here's what you do.
It's amazing. It sounds like these drones.
With control from, you know, maybe you could take over control.
Do they stop on their own and do they speed up out of nowhere like these dumb cyber trucks?
They can. You know, those guys that film cops and shit. It's bigger. And I think our drone laws are stricter here. But in the UK, so far, I think you can, if you've got a drone that's under 250 grams, a little wee drone.
Okay.
You don't need like a license or anything. And you could fly it fucking anywhere you want.
Jeez.
And outside of like restrictions for airports and shit.
Right.
Military bases. So now, of course, there's a market for 249 gram drones.
Shit.
And they're really fucking sophisticated. I mean, you don't have to fly shit.
Yeah.
You it used to be the two joysticks and all that. And you're trying to, you would have to practice to learn how to.
It's easier to fly now.
You have an app on your phone and you go, you launch it. It launches by itself.
Yes.
It knows where it took off from.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole bunch of scenarios that if it decides it's too windy, it's going to start flying back. By itself.
Wow.
If it starts running out of batteries, it's going to start flying back to the spot where it took off by itself.
What happens if a bird takes a dive at it? Does it have protocol for that?
I don't think they're that sophisticated.
Evasion protocol? I love those videos when the animals attack the drones.
And if there are actual, you know, like if you're near a military base,
yes,
but you're outside of the actual no fly zone,
right?
And you fly the drone towards it, it'll stop dead at that no fly zone.
Damn.
They're very sophisticated.
That's wild.
I think you can override it.
You know, do these drones? Can they connect? Can they detect Wi-Fi networks?
And then you can say here, fly back to me.
Jesus.
And land. That's it.
Like
that's it. You press one button. It means return to home and land. You don't need joysticks.
Wild.
You don't need all that shit anymore. It's very, right. very sophisticated. So yeah, it's just a matter of time before there are AI, you know, more AI involved, unless human yeah. operators. But you know, that's where you start getting a little creeped out. Like, what do you, you know, how are you, in your scenario? What if it's a commercial airliner that
right.
that drifted out of the yeah, usual yeah. place, and the drone is like, that's not me. I'm going to kill it.
Right, right. And that drone, they don't have the regulations in America that you have, like stay out of commercial airspace and all this other shit. These crazy war right. drones.
So that's the what's going on there, the Israelis. And then I saw that, you know, the Israeli hardliners are pissed that this wasn't a big enough response.
Oh, come on.
You know, they really want World War III.
Absolutely. They want, yeah, they don't want the Gaza people to exist. They want a world.
Well, this
world
is Iran war. That they're, oh, yeah, that they're sure. launching at this time. And they want to wipe Iran off the face of the planet.
I mean, I don't know. Boy, you sure wish they'd settle down.
And vice versa. I'm not saying the Iranians are angels.
All these fucking democracies with these lunatic leaders need to come and get your people. You're killing us. This Bibi Netanyahu is a fucking crook.
Well, welcome to late stage capitalism.
It's insane. You know,
I mean,
it's
seriously,
insane.
The underlying forces, I think, are very contributed to the ridiculous income inequality that's been happening since the war. And when things were actually looking up after the war with all those social programs, 90%+ marginal tax rates yes. for the rich, all that stuff was happening. And guess what happened? We invented a middle class where a guy that pumped gas for a living could have a house and a car and a couple of kids and go on a vacation once a year and shit.
I mean,
and
yes.
that is would be ridiculous now. Now, jobs like that, the conservatives have successfully poisoned the public to their opinions about jobs like that. Fuck you. Work right. a fryer at McDonald's, you cunts, for a month, 8-hour shifts, and tell me yeah. that's not work that's worthy of being paid a full living wage.
And it seems like a drawback of electing people like that, when they get into trouble like Bibi does, they will do all kinds of crazy shit to stay in power so they don't end up arrested. Like, oh, I don't know, ignoring an imminent terrorist attack, funding the group that did the terror attack, a right. bunch of weird fucking shit that's unexplained. It's crazy.
And I'm criticizing late-stage capitalism the way we're practicing it. I'm not saying I'm a commie.
Yeah,
I'm just saying there's a lot better ways to do what we're doing, and you can still have
right.
a society based on merit. Wink, wink. But is it? It's not. It's the illusion. Yeah. Trump is the perfect example. He's the poster boy for a rich kid who failed upwards,
yes.
and crookedly his entire fucking stinking life.
Right. Yeah, he is capitalism.
When you get $400 million from Daddykins and a business empire that's already built on fraud and cheating
yeah.
and obfuscating and lying and hiding and racism and evil lawyers and evil accountants that are all in on it and all that whole infrastructure, you're going to do okay.
Yeah. I mean,
Elon, right. another one.
God.
A rich kid who's failed upwards. He played five different hands of blackjack at the same time with millions of dollars on each yeah. hand, and one of them hit.
Why are all these
and he
people,
wins, and then he's always a genius.
Why is like Elon and Trump? Why are we always talking about these white supremacists? What is that? Why? Like Elon is from apartheid, right?
Yeah.
He's like a fucking Bond villain. And Trump's in the same fucking neighborhood. It's crazy.
Because they're old school racists.
Why do people like them?
Because they're racists. And it's that populism thing. People, because of the financial situation.
Yes.
Let me tell you, if there was a UBI in this country and everybody was doing fine.
Yes.
Now, you could still have a merit-based society, but I think we enough revenue or, what's the value is generated by a whole lot of stuff in this country that we could easily give everybody a UBI to the point where nobody's going to starve to death and everybody has a place to live.
Well, that would
mean health care.
Yeah. Well, that would mean getting rid of the grievance people, getting rid of them. You have to get rid. I'm convinced that these people can't be talked to.
But they would go away if that was happening. Is my suggestion.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're seeing, you know, the economic situation that we're all in and that the middle class is being shanked by the Republicans and by the conservatives. And by the rich motherfuckers, and they're sucking all the blood upward. Trickle down is a joke. Judge. It trickles up to these. It's proven it. You can see it right now. Income inequality worldwide has never been worse.
In America, rich people don't want to give you 1 cent of their fucking money. Right. Does Chris Rock talk about the minimum wage? It's the minimum wage. If they could pay less, they would.
Right. Remember,
they would pay
those
less.
People would pay less if they could.
And it's not even a living wage. They're telling you. They're telling you how you they feel about you for the money they're giving you. Think of you as trash.
Now I'm all irritated. I'm pontificating. I'm sorry.
No, fuck these people. And fuck these people. And all these evil-ass motherfuckers that get into power and do things like BB. That's got to be gotten by their fucking country. Because Israel has to take care of that motherfucker. Like, we got to take care of Trump. Damn.
Same situation, too. Desperately trying to stay out of jail. By staying in power.
Let me ask you something. To me, that's crazy. See, that is crazy to me that the U.S., knowing who Bibi Netanyahu is, knowing what this written him a blank check. If Trump was doing some of the crazy, equally horrific bullshit, would our allies do that to us? Would they not call us out on it?
Here's our friends over at the Telegraph across the pond.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, yes.
No, I was waiting for, hello.
Oh, right. Hello. Jolly good.
Headline, Netanyahu has done what the world warned him not to.
Yeah, well.
The strike this morning will not come as a surprise to Western observers, but it will cause great concern in Washington and London as the region tips closer towards all-out war.
Yeah. I mean.
The president, Biden. Let's see, following Iran's attack on the 13th, which was itself a response to an Israeli strike on an Iranian consulate.
Right.
Israel was clear a response would be required. That night, Joe Biden talked down Benjamin Netanyahu from launching an immediate response, warning him that America would not support or join in any offense against Iran.
Yeah.
The president reportedly told the Israeli leader to take the win from his stunningly effective air defenses, which restricted the effect of the Iranian strikes to a damaged plane and a battered runway.
Was it
again,
well,
though? Yeah. The story is that these Iranians targeted for the least amount of casualties too. It was a show.
Yes,
that like. The Iranians feel, well, we've got to respond. You bombed our fucking consulate. Yeah. But it was them showing some restraint by not, you know, raining down on Tel Aviv and not stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then they were hoping that would be enough to assuage the Israelis, but you know, you got Bibi. That's not
going to happen. Yeah, so like it always goes back to this guy, and there won't be a conclusion to something he doesn't want to end. You know, he has no interest.
Mr. Netanyahu's now done what Mr. Biden, other G7 leaders, and the UN warned him not to do. He has further provoked a hostile and unpredictable regional power with uncertain nuclear capabilities. Right. Thanks to Trump.
It's insane.
And the Republicans, we don't know if Iran has nukes now. Because guess why? When we were in that deal, they were following the deal.
Right.
All independent international observers that were in there all the time, shown everything and shown everywhere by all reports. There were nothing secret going on. They were not enriching the uranium to make boom.
Yeah.
They were enriching it for power. And Now we don't know. You know why? Because the Republicans and Trump scuttled the deal because Obama did it.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Two old nasty white dudes are fucking up the Middle East. That's why you can't elect Nazis, because they will fuck up Europe and they will fuck up the Middle East.
Well, calling Bibi a Nazi is a little weird, but
you can't. Compared to what he's doing over there in Gaza, it's not that strange.
You can't elect authoritarians.
Yeah, he is.
There you go. Yeah. That's the Telegraph.
Shit. I listened to a thing on NPR yesterday, not to brag. This this surgeon from London went on some fucking medical trip to Palestine, and he was talking about the conditions that they operate in those hospitals. And they don't have anything. There's not even those curtains you put around, like, your surgical areas. Just drape surgical gowns over all these sites that they're operating on, and everyone gets an infection. And it's just... it's nightmarish.
I know what the truth is, and I believe everything that happened in January 6th is going to be revealed, every bit of it.
And I don't know exactly what you're referring to, so what would you say that is? What occurred on January 6th?
I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi, what she instigated, and the information she's got will be found on her laptop, and that will be, eventually, it will be revealed to the American people.
So Nancy Pelosi instigated January 6th?
I believe she did.
What would be the purpose of them coordinating this? What's the end game there?
The end game is to get Trump out so he doesn't win the presidency.
The actions of January 6th actually interfered with the certification. So doesn't it kind of not make sense that the Democrats would have instigated January 6th if that got in the way of the certification, which they wanted, because that was going to cause Biden to become president?
I don't know.
Does not compute. Seized. Blue screen of death.
That guy short-circuited.
Reboot. Why would Nancy want to stop the certification of Biden, which is what they wanted in the first place?
Just for my own curiosity, will someone please do a study and do a report on the economy around all this Trump merch? Because what that guy was wearing, where do you get that?
Isn't that crazy?
How much is that one? I mean, it's where do they come from?
I think it's a t-shirt, but it's a montage of close-ups of Trump, like smiling, thumbs-upping. He's got a MAGA hat on and thumbs-upping.
Are these all on something like a tea tree or something where you make a shirt on the internet? Or did some guy order a bunch of these and sells these at these events?
All of the above.
God.
Sure. Are you kidding me?
How much is that shirt,
do you think? All of the above. $30. I'll bet it's $29.99.
Yeah. It's nuts. The money they throw at this swag. Or whatever.
It's like concert t-shirts. It's ridiculous prices.
I bet you can make a case that the economy surrounding these shirts and hats and shit and capes, they all wear those Trump flags as capes. It's got to be the equivalent of a small country.
Yeah.
So much cash. Dude, that guy's dumb as shit.
Let's see. We have got other news.
What kind of advanced society on Star Trek did you ever see? It's like, what do you live by? What is your main guiding ethic or whatever? It's like, we let the dumbest people decide who our leader is.
The show is all about it. Humans.
right. They never, I know that would never happen. We do that, though. We do that. Why do we do that? That guy shouldn't get to vote. He's too fucking stupid.
Let's see. Here we go.
Okay.
If there is a wall in heaven, if there is a gate, we call it the pearly gates in heaven, right? And not everybody can go there. There has to be certain qualifications to enter inside the heavenly gates. And so part of and the number one way to enter into the heavenly gates, the pearly gates, the Bible says, is the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as our Lord and Savior. Okay. John chapter 3, verse 16.
Oh, my God.
Tell me.
This is Pastor Mark Burns, who ran for Congress a couple times, lost, thankfully.
I would say, tell me he's not a politician.
But he's on a show on Stu Peters' network.
Oh, shit. Hang on.
With some other host. I don't know who this host is.
I'm glad you're giving me a warning that Stu's coming.
No, Stu.
Oh.
It's some other host. Oh. And
because Stu really slaps you in the face vocally.
But the Chyron at the bottom says, Trump witch hunt continues in New York.
Yeah.
And then now they've changed the split screen. It was this Pastor Burns, this asshole, and the host, who I don't know who he is, some white guy. And now they've changed it to Pastor Burns and Jesus from some movie couldn't be whiter. Look at this.
Let me see.
I don't even know what movie this is, but he could not be whiter.
Oh, that.
Do you know which Jesus that is? That's not Caviezel.
God, no. I think that is. There was a Jesus movie that came on in the 80s at some point. I remember seeing some.
That kind of looks like, it looks like video, to be honest.
No, but like from the 80s, there was a Jesus movie, and that guy reminds me of that. It was very boring milquetoast Jesus movie.
John chapter 3, verse 16, so we know without a shadow of a doubt, if heaven has a gate, if heaven has...
Wow, all those, they just showed the crowd Jesus was talking to, and there's a whole lot of white people in that area. Wow, amazing.
Like, this is cultish. Even
they really
like,
had a lot of white people back then in that area, Ryan.
Remember Heaven's Gate? Remember that?
The cult that wore the sneakers?
I mean, it's the same shit. He's even saying the word together in Heaven's Gate. I mean, it's Heaven's Gate. Remember that? Why would you... Is that like insane that some speechwriter would say, ooh, that's an unfortunate word choice, particularly on what we're trying to say here. Maybe there's something else we can say.
Didn't they cut their dicks off too?
They castrated themselves, bought Nikes, the Just Do It shirts, and waited for the mothership,
maybe just their
balls.
I don't know. I thought they had cut their
religion. Were they religion, or was that more like
no, it's religion.
Boogity Boogity or some shit?
It was religion.
God, we're stupid.
Well, I mean, like the mentally ill person that set himself afire.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure.
I mean, today outside.
But they were upset.
I feel bad.
Yeah, I didn't know any. My mom told me about this. I had no idea.
The New York. All right. I'm turning off my ad blocker. The New York Police Department confirmed the identity of the man who set himself ablaze outside the New York City courthouse.
Jolly good.
Where Trump's trial's taking place. Reporters at the scene found flyers that the man, identified as Max Azzarello, tossed into the air before committing the shocking act.
Is he dead or did they save
him? No, he's still alive,
I
think.
Good.
But in serious condition. The flyers, one of which was found by Law 360's Rachel Scharf, said, quote, the true history of the world contained a QR code linked to a Substack called the Ponzi Papers.
Okay. Oh, God.
Where his name is, he said his name is an occupation is investigative researcher.
Yes. Okay.
Mediaite, I'm reading from Mediaite, contacted a source who was friends with the relative of the man who also confirmed his identity and described him as someone who has developed mental health issues.
Okay. Yes. Absolutely. Is he a lunatic Trumpster or not? Is that what it is?
I don't think so.
Is he just...
I mean, this says he's old school hippie.
Shit, man.
The Substack post published today began with the statement, I've set myself on fire outside the Trump trial. My name is Max Azzarello. I am an investigative researcher who set himself on fire outside the Trump trial in Manhattan. This extreme act of protest is to draw attention to an urgent and important discovery. We are victims of a totalitarian con. No shit.
Okay.
Our government, our own government, along with many of their allies, is about to hit us with an apocalyptic fascist world coup.
I'm worried about that too, Max.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
He's right. That's right. I mean, don't burn yourself about it, but sure.
From there, it makes several wild accusations about the United States government, prominent universities, U.S. presidents, and other politicians, The Simpsons, COVID, Jeffrey Epstein, shit. Cryptocurrency, and more.
Okay.
He is seemingly calling out any and all government officials from every part of the political spectrum. There's a cut from his manifesto, which is...
Jeez, man.
Which doesn't seem to make sense.
Right.
To better understand our form of government, I will point you to one of the most astonishing pieces of standalone evidence I've found. Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton's 1988 DNC speech, where he nominated Mike Dukakis for president against George H.W. Bush. The speech is a vile, mean-spirited roast of Dukakis that makes no sense whatsoever. For Clinton to ruthlessly attack a member of his own party should have been political suicide, and he repeatedly mocks Dukakis' noble and earnest qualities.
Okay.
Notably, actor Rob Lowe, who was supporting Dukakis, was victim of a teen sex blackmail operation at the DNC that year.
What?
Okay. Since we know Clinton is a close associate with teen sex blackmail artist Jeffrey Epstein, we can suddenly make perfect sense of the nonsensical speech by applying this lens. Bill Clinton is a cocky mob boss who blackmailed Mike Dukakis because Dukakis thought his job was to help the public.
Wait a second. This guy is a Mike Dukakis supporter that is using... Well, that's what it sounds like, right?
Right, right.
Is there a lot of these guys wanting to burn themselves up for Dukakis?
Clinton teases out the future public revelation that Kitty Dukakis drank rubbing alcohol. No, Kitty Dukakis told she told us she drank rubbing alcohol and that she was a severe alcoholic.
So this is very brave in coming
out, if I recall.
God, I got to listen to this speech from Clinton, I guess, about Dukakis.
Clinton offers a strange anecdote about the crack epidemic that reveals he is an exceedingly proud drug runner. So this guy, this just makes me sad. Another one that needs mental help. And our country sucks for that.
Right. You know, it's weird. You know, the effects certain things in politics can have years and years later. I mean, Dukakis did... What was the thing in the tank he did that was so weird?
He just looked like an idiot. He was a Ivy League. Didn't work real hard, physically ever. I don't know. I could be wrong.
When everybody's
running, it was the image. He just looked like an idiot. Yeah,
think about that, you guys, when you're running for president. When you're getting in the tank, or Beto's jumping up on the fucking table.
He didn't go vroom vroom like Trump did in that truck.
How the fuck? I mean, nobody's... We don't know. He might have. Listen, nobody's talked about Mike Dukakis in fucking years, and now it's in this weird-ass context. I mean, how bizarre. Is he alive? Is Dukakis still with us?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't see that one coming. I just did not. What did Bill Clinton say in that speech? It was to set this guy off.
I mean, I don't remember that, to be honest with you.
God.
Oh my God, Mike Dukakis, I killed him off. He's 90 years old.
Oh shit.
I apologize.
Okay. If you're listening, Mike, please go to crabdiving.com.
Mike Dukakis, still with us. Kitty, still with us.
Wow, buy Kitty some wine or something. Buy her some rubbing alcohol to drink. That guy.
Man, they're both rocking. Look at them.
Let me see.
Oh, no, I was just looking at the dates they were born.
Jeez. Kitty must have got her drinking, issue under control.
She did.
Has Mike Dukakis commented? I mean, is it Mike?
Yeah.
Has he commented on this?
Oh, Mike Dukakis at 90 is finally retiring. He's been a college professor at Northeastern.
Jesus.
After 29 years.
Mike, do you have a comment?
When he was 71. He started at...
Damn.
Northeastern.
Holy shit.
Now he's 90. He's like, I'm done.
Where are the reporters knocking on his door? Do you have a comment? I want a comment. God damn it, guys. Everybody's at that trial. Somebody go see Dukakis and get a comment, please. I want to hear what he has to say about it. Don't you?
Mike,
this person set themselves on fire on your behalf based on an election that was something Bill Clinton said about you a long time ago. How do you feel about that? Shit. That's weird.
strap in. It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Nine!
This is picking up on the story.
Yes.
That Right Wing Watch had, and we had.
Yes.
After Right Wing Watch had.
Yeah.
Is none other.
Okay.
Let's see, Joy Reid.
Yes. Now y'all got to watch this little. I got to watch my mouth here because when I talk about, I can talk about anybody unless they black. Okay. Y'all got to watch this. Don't call it no jungle about it. Let's see. Y'all got to watch
that
this.
Shane Vaughn?
This is Shane Vaughn talking about.
Not Joy Reid.
Joy Reid.
No.
Don't
like
call
Reid.
Her no jungle bunny. He just told himself.
Fuck you, Shane. Go fuck yourself. I watch Joy Reid regularly. How dare you? Go fuck yourself.
This little, I got to watch my mouth here because when I talk about, I can talk about anybody unless they black. Okay. Y'all
got to
watch this. Don't call it no jungle bunny. Let's see. Y'all got to watch this. Let's go with the wig. How about that? Y'all watch this blonde wig head. Y'all got to watch this. Now, I can't talk about them like that because I get in trouble. Let me see. You can talk about anybody in the world. But anyway, they can talk about me all day long. They can call me. Look, they can still frame my face where, you know, like.
Victim.
Yeah, you know, you can do anything you want to a white man.
Oh, he's upset.
My
he's
God.
Upset. Did you hear that? They still frame my face when it's like, oh, and he's upset because they make stupid screen caps of him to make fun of him.
Because you're crazy. You're being racist. You're a fucking asshole, dude.
Don't say jungle bunny.
Yeah. Do you have a comment about
this
something?
Is Shane, this should be inside your head.
Yes, Shane. No, it actually shouldn't be. And you should. Let me help you. What did Joy Reid say that upset you? There you go.
You know,
there's a question. Not, is she black? You're insane.
Let's see. Right Wing Watch. Last week, Vaughn delivered what initially appeared to be a genuine apology after he called Ketanji Brown Jackson Judge Jumanji Jungle
yes.
Lips.
Good Lord.
He delivered what initially appeared to be a genuine apology last week, only to undercut it by revealing that he was apologizing only for engaging in personal attacks based on Jackson's physical appearance and not for having deployed overtly and deeply racist tropes in doing so. During his most recent broadcast, in which he prayed that a juror will mess up the hush money prosecution against Trump.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Vaughn once again struggled to control his racist impulses while attacking MSNBC's Joy Reid.
What's going on with Shane?
Vaughn was outraged by a recent segment she did in which she said she believes there is something poetic and wonderful about the fact that in several of his legal cases, Trump is facing justice from black prosecutors who represent the triumph of, quote, the very multicultural, multiracial democracy that Trump is trying to dismantle.
You know what? You know what, though? I love that, too, Shane. I love it so much. I love it!
Well, he's going to play our clip.
Oh, my God!
But he won't call us jungle bunnies.
Yeah, well, listen, I love it, Shane. I think it's...
Oh, he won't play our clip, then. We're not black. He won't care.
No, he won't care, but I think it's so funny. I love it.
I'll find a really good screen cap of his face.
Yeah. Jeez.
Because you know he's Googling himself now. Now we know.
He's a real maniac.
Screen cap's my face!
Yeah, he is such a victim too. He's like, people can say anything they want about me. Nobody gets mad.
Not in the world. But anyway, they can talk about me all day long. They can call me. Look, they can still frame my face where,
you're
know, like
speeding this up.
Yeah, you know, you can do anything you want to a white man. Anything you want to. But you can't say nothing.
Oh my God.
That's why they're driving me crazy talking about Trump needs to choose a woman as his vice president or a black man as his vice president. I'm like, why? Says who? Where did y'all get that malarkey? Why not choose the best person for the job? Anyway, y'all listen to, let me look at it real close. I'll come up with a name.
Thank you.
I'll come up with a name for her.
Okay.
That's not going to be too racist.
Leave Joy Reid alone, you fuck. You loser. God, this is crazy. I don't say anything about Rachel either. God. Jeez, man. Not my news people. Fuck that.
Somebody's tweeted, his mugshot from 2010.
Yeah.
Shane Vaughn was jailed for fraud and felony theft in 2010. Ah,
felony theft? What did he steal?
He was writing bad checks, I think.
How many? Yeah, that's funny. Oh, man. He's being all racist against Joy Reid and Judge Ketanji Brown. How many things have they been arrested for stealing? Any fraud?
Right.
You know, just you, Shane. Just you, buddy.
Shane Vaughn.
God, he...
Very upset.
Doesn't he wear crazy shit, too?
Yeah, oh yeah, crazy shirts and shit.
Yeah. I wonder what he... What do you think he spends in wardrobe? Like a shirt. How much does a Shane Vaughn show shirt cost? Like a Sunday morning main stage shirt.
Well, he probably makes them himself now.
Oh, come on.
And sells them.
No, really?
Okay. You don't think?
No, you don't think he has like nicely made shirts and tailored shirts and like Kent Christmas?
I don't know. This one, one he's wearing here.
Let me see.
It looks like, I don't know. It's like Paisley crazy
Dad, you look cartoon. Like shit, Shane.
Yeah, it's very
what
weird.
What the fuck? How much money? Are you making a ton of money? My God. Go to Banana Republic and buy a fucking shirt, you cheap-ass motherfucker. What the fuck is that? That shirt is horrible, Shane. Don't you want to wear a nicer shirt to say all your racist shit in, right?
Don't call her Jungle Bunny. Yeah. Good God.
Yeah, you stupid fuck.
Jesus fucking Christ. Jeez,
he's not a pa- Does he have kids?
Oh, undoubtedly.
Oh, my God.
Sure, why not?
Jesus. Please.
He's a Christian lunatic pastor. Of course
people.
He's got kids. I'm waiting for the sex scandal.
Oh, yeah. You know, this guy's up to some weird fucking shit.
Also, we've got... That was Shane Vaughn.
Dumbass. Is it home in his little room? Ooh, one more go.
Story, yeah. This kind of ties in. And this, I think they've done this before.
Okay.
But now there's another study.
Yes.
Have done it, have updated.
Right.
There was a study 20 years ago that I forget where is it here? Oh, there were economists doing a study, responded to a ton of help wanted ads.
Yes.
In Boston, Chicago, using a set of fictitious names.
Yeah, sure.
But with the same, many of them with the same credits.
Same content on the resume.
And they found out that white people got 50% more callbacks,
yes,
than names that were perceived to be traditionally black.
Right. Well, I
shocker.
Mean, that's evidence. What is that evidence of? That we're big, dumb fucking racists?
Yes.
That's right. That's who we are.
Well, researchers at University of Cal Berkeley and University of Chicago, an awesome campus.
Yes.
Recently took that premise and expanded on it, and they filed 83,000 fake job applications.
Damn! Uh-oh.
For 11,000 entry-level positions at a variety of Fortune 500 companies.
Good news, right?
Their working paper published this month.
Okay.
Is titled, A Discrimination Report Card.
Okay.
Found that the typical employer called back the presumably white applicants.
Yes.
10% more than the black ones.
10% more.
That number rose to 24% for the worst offenders. So there's certain companies.
Oh, I see.
That one out of four, well, you know, 24% higher.
Wait, which companies?
I don't know if I have that.
Damn, that's what we want to know. Which fucking companies?
Oh, it does. The research team initially conducted its experiment in 2021. But the new paper names the 97 companies they included in the study.
Damn.
And assigns them grades representing their level of bias.
Okay.
Thanks to a new methodology the researchers developed. The names that they tested, including some used in the 2004 study, as well as others that were culled from a database of speeding tickets in North Carolina.
Oh, shit, these cops.
A name that was classified as, quote, racially distinctive, or was classified as racially distinctive if more than 90% of people with that name shared the same race.
Okay. Okay.
Applicants with names such as Brad and Greg were up against Darnell and Lamar.
And they have a list of which companies did better, actually.
Amanda and Kristen competed for jobs with Ebony and Latoya.
Okay.
What researchers found was that some firms called the black applicants considerably less, while race played little to no factor in the hiring processes of other firms. So that's good.
Yeah, that's good. What's with these problem firms, though? They don't want to hire any black people, don't they know?
Right, because there's still a lot of fucking racists.
Well, it's not the Civil War, guys. I mean, come on, grow up, right? Shit.
Much of the company's bias in hiring could be explained by the industries.
Shit, okay.
Auto dealers and retailers of car parts were the least likely to call back black applicants.
Really?
With Genuine Auto Parts and used car retailer Auto Nation scoring the worst.
Oh my God.
On the study's discrimination report card.
God damn it. If I'm Joe Biden, I have those two companies, their CEOs in at the White House tomorrow. It's like, hey, we just saw this report card. What the fuck, guys?
This cracks me up. We're always evaluating our practices to ensure inclusivity, break down barriers, and we will continue to do so. Vice President of Strategic Comms at Genuine Parts Company, Heather Ross, Heather, said in an email.
Heather, do you have a DEI czar over there? Do you have anybody in charge of that?
The companies that performed best.
Okay.
Kroger.
Oh, okay.
Avis Budget.
Wow.
Car rental.
Okay.
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I love that.
And Charter Spectrum Cable.
Oh, a cable company?
Yeah.
Jeez.
The several patterns emerged when the researchers looked at the companies that had the lowest contact gap. Federal contractors
contact gap
and between white and black. Yeah, federal contractors and more profitable companies called black applicants from the two groups at more similar rates. Firms with more centralized human resources departments also exhibited less racial bias.
Yes. Wait. Say that last part.
Places that had more centralized human resources departments.
Yeah. Right. That would do things that would make
their
dumb employees not be so racist.
You didn't have Billy Ray Fuckturd as the hiring manager who does all the hiring.
Right.
So there you go. Well, better maybe, but still a lot of long way to go.
Yeah, why wouldn't the president call these guys in that didn't do so well and just kind of see how they're fucking up? It's like, what's up with this? Why can't you do better? Come on. We have this report card. We're very disappointed. You're grounded. Get out of here.
At the auto parts places?
Yes, absolutely. We're very disappointed. You know? You got a D or something. Shit.
It did not do well.
How embarrassing. It didn't do well.
We've got a story. I didn't know this song existed.
Okay.
You can beat the heat if you beat the charges too. They said I was a cheat. I guess it must be true. I need to forget, so take me to Florida. I've got some regrets. I'll bury them in Florida. Tell me I'm despicable. Say it's unforgivable. What a crash. What a rush. Fuck me up, Florida. It's one hell of a drug. It's one hell of a drug.
Is that the new Taylor Swift song?
That's Taylor Swift.
I was being sarcastic.
No, that's Taylor Swift.
I was being sarcastic. Are you kidding me? What is this chorus?
Taylor Swift, Florida. It's called Florida.
Oh, thanks a lot.
And the story is on, I don't know why they put this quote here, but brilliant.
Where are you from?
They put this quote on a Matt Gaetz story.
That's funny.
See if I can find. No.
Hey, isn't she from Tennessee?
I believe so.
Okay, don't throw so much shade. You guys aren't so great either. I know we suck.
Are you defending Florida?
Well, no, I mean, she's throwing shade she's from Tennessee. It's a little hypocritical. Our state book isn't the fucking Bible. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, this is like only been out a day.
Yeah.
Here's an early.
You can beat the heat if you beat the charges too. They said I was a cheat. I guess it must be true. And my friends all smell like weed or a little baby.
Did you get
a great line? All my friends all smell like weed or little babies.
Yeah, is she going after Florida for its horrible?
I don't know.
Politics?
And the city reeks of driving myself crazy.
Yeah, she's like, how can you not be high in that fucking state? And what if you need an abortion?
Little did you know, your home's really only a town you're just a guest in. So you work your life away just to pay for a timeshare down in Destin.
Little did you know, your life away just to pay for a timeshare down in Destin, Florida.
The hurricane with my name when it came.
Shit.
I got drunk and I dared it to wash me away. Barricaded in the bathroom with a bottle of wine. Well, me and my ghosts, we had a hell of a time.
That sounds like Florida, though. That's right.
Go
shit,
for
man.
It. I'm skipping.
Did you know your home's really only a town you're just a guest in? So you work your life away just to pay for a timeshare down in Destin.
There you go.
God, that is crazy.
Hot off the presses, everybody.
You're
from Taylor's new album.
Life away to pay for a timeshare in Destin, where I hope to God nobody needs an abortion. You better not have weed. Wait, it's Florida. You can't have weed.
Sort of. Kind of. Working on it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on the ballot.
No, that's right.
And then the evil Nazi fuck Republican legislature will do their best to put a shank in it.
That's right.
Whatever the people vote for.
Yeah.
Because that's how they roll here.
They don't, yeah. Well, they also, I think the Republicans roll in really crazy ways. Like, they're literally rolling.
So somebody over at Mediaite has a good sense of humor. They posted those lyrics on top of this story.
Okay.
Representative Matt Gaetz may indeed have some regrets he'd like to bury in Florida.
Yeah.
As the House Ethics Committee investigation into him seems to be heating up.
Oh, shit. They're fucking you up in Florida, Matt.
ABC News today reported that a woman provided a sworn statement to the committee saying she attended a party in 2017... where Gaetz was,
yes.
Where illegal drugs were present, Ryan, as well as a naked underage girl.
See, these Republicans, they're all diddlers and fucking rapists. All of them. I see you fuckers.
Allegations that Gaetz had sex with a then 17-year-old girl have been swirling around the congressman since the downfall of his former wingman, Joel Greenberg.
Yes.
Former Seminole County tax collector.
Yay!
Who is really hands-on. He liked to work like his office workers.
Yeah.
And know how to work all the machines, especially the ones where you get to make driver's licenses.
Yeah. You're making IDs for people that you're going to take to the Bahamas so they can get on a plane, right?
It's an elected position in each of Florida's 67 counties that normally gets very little attention, handling mundane bureaucratic tasks like renewing driver's licenses and license plates. But Greenberg found his name in national headlines because of a truly bonkers scheme in which he falsely accused Brian Butte, a local teacher and one of his 2020 primary opponents, of sexually assaulting a male student.
Shit, man.
When Greenberg's fingerprints and DNA were found on the false letters that were mailed to Butte's school, it sparked a federal investigation that exposed even more Greenberg schemes, including allegations that Greenberg paid women for sex, some of whom were underage.
What? Why is the federal government not just going at this so hard? Where's a prosecutor? I mean, surely you wouldn't want to let this behavior sort of happen right? I mean, it's a problem. What you're describing, look, the fake letters, this is a whole thing, man.
Greenberg pleaded guilty in 2021 to 6 criminal charges in a stunning 86-page plea agreement in which he admitted to paying for sex with an underage girl,
okay,
giving her illegal drugs, and, quote, introducing the minor to other adult men who engaged in commercial sex acts with her.
That is our congressperson.
The identity, everybody, of the other adult men,
yes,
involved has been the subject of much speculation, with many political observers openly wondering about Gates' involvement.
Oh, you're wondering?
Especially since security, ooh, camera footage caught Gates accompanying Greenberg on a late-night weekend trip to the tax collector's office in the area where Greenberg was allegedly stealing surrendered driver's license to make fake IDs.
My congressperson's making IDs in Florida because he's a rapist. That's our congressperson. That is our congressperson. Our congressperson has time to get shit-faced and then go to the comptroller's office and make a bunch of IDs.
Gates vociferously denies all allegations.
Oh, I bet.
That he had sex with anyone underage or committed any crimes connected to Greenberg.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up, Matt.
But the two were close friends before the arrest, and Greenberg allegedly wrote a confession letter to none other than Roger Stone.
Why?
He was asking for Stone's help to get a pardon from Trump.
Oh my God, that's funny.
In the letter, he claimed he and Gates did, in fact, pay an underage woman for sex. So Greenberg wrote to Roger Stone saying, please let Trump,
God,
please get Trump to pardon me. Probably met Gates because we both fucked this underage girl.
My congressperson molests people in Florida. Shit. Does anybody care? Let's go get they're going to have, Siri, here's what I don't understand. There's going to be an ethics investigation, right? It's going on. Where's the federal prosecutors and where are the,
well, exactly,
the Justice Department and these fucking pigs?
Well, it's
get
the Justice Department
ass
here.
What?
In Florida. It was the Justice Department here, which, don't forget, Matt Gaetz's daddy used to be Speaker of the fucking House.
Excuse me, pigs.
And is a big, giant crook that has wielded corrupt power for decades here.
Well, what about the Pensacola PD and our Sheriff's Department? Did those fucking pigs not give a shit that we have this guy arranging all this shit in plain sight? They don't care? Come on, piggies. You gotta care about that, right?
We're like,
save,
yeah,
the children and all that shit.
Bring some of those girls over.
Oh, that's right. That's our Sheriff's Department. That's our Sheriff's Department. That's right.
In January, Gates reportedly told his congressional colleagues he ousted Kevin McCarthy from speakership because McCarthy wouldn't kill off the House ethics investigation.
Wait a second.
And
yes.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Sure.
Wait. No, it can't be. Well, why not?
It worked.
But he can't do that. That's an ethics violation. Is it not an ethics violation to say, I'm going to get you fired?
Well, those aren't the reasons that he said on the floor.
Oh, that's right. But they can prove it, though. This statement proves
it. But doesn't
that
matter, because the rest of the House voted his fucking ass out of there.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
A past ABC News report included text messages Gates allegedly sent to a young woman who was over 21 at the time, who Greenberg had paid for sex to invite her on a private plane trip to the Keys.
God damn. This district just couldn't. Was it Rebecca? What's her last name? The person that ran against
Smith?
Me? Rebecca Jones.
Jones.
You guys can vote for Rebecca
Very
Jones.
Very common name, yeah.
But why not? Yeah, why not vote for Rebecca Jones instead of the diddler? I mean, what? How is that a hard decision? Unless you're just dumbass fucking maggots.
In the latest ABC News report, a witness provided a sworn written statement saying that in the summer of 2017, when she was 20, she attended a party in Florida where Gates was also present.
Okay.
Sources familiar with the committee's work said this woman included in her statement allegations that the party featured alcohol and drugs, including cocaine and MDMA.
Hey, it's Florida, and it's Matt Gaetz. And was Rubio there, or was it just Gaetz?
No foam.
No foam. Foamless party. There's a horned-up Matt Gaetz on coke just fucking being a terrorist.
The statement also included allegations that, in addition to Gates, the party was attended by the then minor who was at the center of a years-long Justice Department investigation into accusations that Gates had sex with her when she was 17.
She
was at the party.
Had sex with children, but the person that dared throw water at this dumb fucking Republican got arrested and everything. This dumb fucking Republican that rapes children had water thrown upon him.
The woman's statement also says she saw the then minor naked at the party, which was also attended by adult men other than Gates, and that at the party there allegedly were bedrooms that were made available for sexual activities.
Jeez. Well, listen.
This is what the Madison Cawthorn told us about these, right? These sex
parties.
These
are the Republicans, though. These are the Republicans, and however you feel about this behavior, which sounds criminal, okay, so the Republicans are like this, right? They're just like, this is what they do. This is who they are. They do all this weird, you know. But the Democrats, however you feel about them, seem to care a little bit more about their jobs than these people, right?
Allegedly. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what did Elizabeth Warren do this weekend? Could you look it up and see if she was arrested?
She probably punch-fucked someone and hit him with a big chain.
But what did Bernie do this weekend? Anything like this? Come on. What about Ted Lieu? Come on, was he up to some shenanigans?
Gates previously served in the Florida House of Reps before running for Congress in 2016. After winning the primary, Gates easily won the general election in the heavily Republican district
of Florida.
Sworn into office in January 2017, meaning that if this woman's allegations are true, he attended this party while he was a member of Congress.
What about Tammy Duckworth? Does anyone know what she did this weekend? What about these evil Democrats? Raskin, what was he doing? What was Chuck doing? What was Nancy doing? None of them are doing any of this shit. Bob Menendez, I'll give you that. Who knows what he's up to? But for the most part,
we did. We had Wiener.
Listen, that Wiener was, am I wrong? Wiener didn't hold office,
and
right?
Bill Clinton. He was mayor of, what was he mayor of?
No.
Yeah.
Was he Mayor Anthony Wiener? Mayor. Oh, man. Well, okay, that's one.
And he was in the House.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that was a bad one. And what about that one guy?
New York City Council.
Okay, you're right.
Oh, maybe not mayor. New York City Council.
But who is the prosecutor who was a Democrat that got in a lot of trouble in New York?
And then Congress.
That guy got in a lot of trouble for hooker action.
Who?
I can't remember his name, but he was all over the news we talked about him every day for a while, and then I can't even remember the motherfucker.
A Democrat?
Yeah. Well, he was a prosecutor, and he went after the mob, and then some shenanigans came out with a lot of money he spent on, like, you know, prostitutes and stuff.
Wasn't that Wiener?
No, dude, it's a different guy. Oh. A guy that was famous. Anyway, we have a few of them. John Edwards, gone. You know what I mean? He was up to shenanigans. He's gone. God. I want to think of some Democrats that are into some weird shit, and I can't, you know? I mean, not
Spitzer?
A lot. Yes, Elliot Spitzer. That guy had problems. Okay, so there's that. Jesus, Matt Gaetz, it's our fucking congressperson. God, you know what I mean? He's at a party with underage girls. He's at a public party. How does a congressperson go to a public party, reserve a bedroom?
Yeah, New York Governor Elliot Spitzer.
Yeah.
Resigned.
Cuomo was a big creep.
2 days after he was identified as a client of a high-end prostitution.
Yeah. Right. He was bigly into
that.
Oh,
my God.
Also, Cuomo. Cuomo was a problem.
The stunning development came after authorities and court documents indicated that Spitzer, the father of three teenage girls,
yes,
may have spent as much as $80,000 on prostitutes,
yes,
who charged $1,000 to $5,000 per hour.
Damn! That's a lot of money. I think you could afford very fancy lawyers at that rate.
God damn.
Shit. Bill Clinton, I guess, had his moments, you know.
Well, right. But here's the difference. We get them out.
Yeah.
Fire them. Arrest them if what they did was illegal.
Matt Gaetz
hey, let's make them president.
No, but listen, in the middle of all this shit, Matt Gaetz came out and said, you know what? I'm going to be governor of Florida one day. I mean,
right.
It's fucking nuts.
He'll probably run when DeSantis can't. I'll bet.
DeSantis is a lame duck, right?
Yes.
Sorry, Pudding Fingers.
He can't run again.
What is his?
Unless they change that. You know how they were. Roll here in Florida.
Well, who wants him back? Do they like him as governor?
I think he is much less liked now because he's a loser and Trump gelded him.
Well, he's doing it.
He humiliated him. And yes. He humiliated himself.
It doesn't matter. He's doing a fundraiser for Trump, though.
Right. Exactly. Again, humiliating himself after all of that.
All these guys, though, they all come back. Bill Barr endorsed Trump. They're all coming back.
Ryan, it's been months.
Yes.
Let's see, February, March, April. It's been 2 months.
Yes.
Since we've had a new message from a very, very important figure in American politics.
Okay.
Entertainment.
Who is this?
Religion.
Oh.
Here is the latest.
Okay.
From John Voight.
Oh, shit, yes.
Bring back what was lost. We must bring back the safety of this great country. We must bring back.
Meanwhile, can't somebody get him a closer mic?
Can I see the?
I mean, he's doing the you know, he's in his basement with a flag behind him thing again. But his audio has been getting steadily worse. He's like, he's like the Iraqis that were running during the war and
is
pretending.
He in a fleece?
That looks like it might be a fleece jacket.
That is, I want to say this. I think fleeces have zero fashion value. Do not wear them to performances. They are not show worthy, and do not record in fleeces. Everyone has them, and I hate them.
Get a better mic.
Yeah, of course.
Back the safety of this great country. We must bring back our greatest achievements that once were blooming. My friends of all colors, all religions, all nations, we must remember given truth, one love under God. This life is full of injustice. This land of Israel is in danger. The land of the free, the USA, is in danger. Let us all come together and make these countries safe again. We must stop this war. We must stop this darkness, this negative plague that is lingering. How? Vote for the only president that could save these countries once and for all. Let all nations bloom. Let them shine. And my friends, the only way President Donald J. Trump, he and only he, can take this hardship and turn it into a magnificent triumph. He can wipe out this swamp and bring glory.
Jesus.
Oh, God, this guy is out of his fucking mind.
Now I'm starting to blame Angelina Jolie. You got to go in.
She hates him.
Your dad isn't well. Commit him to a home and make him, he can just pretend to do these videos. Just don't put any film in the camera. Just do a setup just like this and just stop it. Did she get a Google alert or something when he releases a video and everybody's like, hey, Brad, come here. I'm going to watch my dad.
No longer married and hate each other, by the way.
Right. He probably watches. He's like, I got out of this. Look at this shit.
The only way President Donald J. Trump, he and only he, can take this hardship and turn it into a magnificent triumph. He can wipe out this swamp and bring glory, bring justice, and he will help save Israel and warn his enemies that they will pay the price of their injustice for their disgraceful actions. Justice will prevail, and peace for all nations will come to be if you all see this truth, that President Trump will step up to the plate of justice and overrule the barbaric animals destroying our country, the USA, and destroying the beautiful sacred land, the walls of many prayers, the soil of Moses, who said, let my people go.
Oh, my God. Jesus fucking
Give it
Christ.
Up for John Voight, everybody. Let's clap for John. Good job, John. Very nice. We'll see you back next week. You said he honestly.
This is a manifesto.
This is crazy. Somebody give him some chloroform or protein.
To the USA and destroying the beautiful sacred land, the walls of many prayers, the soil of Moses, who said, let my people go. This evil must be wiped out and the gift of life restored. With harmony, with faith, with safety, with love. And this is God's promise. He who seeks truths, he who seeks this and prays, they all are the gift. The love of God, God's glory.
shit, man. I mean, is there any camera movement on this? Did they push into him at the end? Or
No. Mm-mm.
This is crazy, man. I think she's... you got to get control of this guy. He's losing his shit.
John Voight, everyone.
His fucking mind. John Voight's agent must just see these and be like, God damn it, fuck this guy. I could be making so much money off this dumb fuck. He could play the president in every fucking war movie. He could do all kinds of stupid shit. You know what I mean? He could get the shit Robert De Niro turns down. Instead, he's talking about all this weird Nazi shit. This America First garbage is nonsense. He should be getting an Oscar. He should be nominated for Oscars at this point. He really is fucked. This guy should be on Broadway playing Lear at the least. Instead, he's just, I don't know what he's doing. This sucks.
Returning to the court proceedings as well, Maggie Haberman reports that Donald Trump continued to fall asleep during the proceedings as well. And, you know, what I'm hearing from my sources as well is that, you know, and I'm hearing from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I'm hearing is that, take it for what it's worth, but that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom, and that it's very stinky around him. It's a putrid odor in the courtroom, and that Trump's lawyers are like repulsed by the scent and the smell. And I'm not just saying that to be like, oh, funny. I'm actually, you know, we have good sources there. And I'm hearing it from actual credible people that as he's kind of falling asleep, he's actually passing gas. And that his lawyers are really struggling with the smell. I think you'll actually start to hear more of that. But again, from real credible sources. Now, take it for what it's worth. They may be going off the record, I mean, on background and telling me that because of, you know, it's the Midas touch. And, they, you know, they think that we want to hear that. So you could judge it how you want to judge it. But real credible people who are there. I'm saying that it's
trending on Twitter is odor in the court. George Takei just tweeted it. Odor in the court.
Why? How did his, you know, are there people that hang out with him regularly?
Oh, that'll drive him crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
That's spectacular.
He's going to, do you think he's going to hear about it?
Oh, fuck yes. Shit, 100%.
But if it's true and he knows it's true, I mean, what can he say? He's like, yeah, that's me. I smell bad. I'm a horrible person. I'm not nice. And I've been falling
asleep. Trump reportedly dozing, passing gas in court.
That should be, Your Honor, I can't sit here and represent the American people in this case while I'm bathed in this, like, fucking pollution event that's happening out of this guy. I mean, is that not
odor in the court?
No, I mean, really, isn't that a violation of some sort of thing? Like, you can't stink up the place, can you?
This guy's this guy's very upset.
Yeah.
You know, I understand more than anybody else the idea of a good fart joke. I mean, we've all seen Blazing Saddles, and Leslie Nielsen was famous for this. Okay. But is there anything that I can possibly say to tell you to just lay off the president, especially this notion of flatulence? There's nothing funny about it. I mean, it's okay, but it's like a spice.
I'm not doing that, by the way. This guy put it on his own video.
He sounds like Joe Pesci.
I mean, it's okay, but it's like a spice that if overdone, like cumin, it's great on tacos, you know, but on cereal. No way. So look, just do me a favor. There's enough to go around, I think, in talking about the seriousness of the case. And there's enough as far as a lot of the fascinating legal issues and matters that I think should...
That's Lionel. Lionel Media Funny. On the Twitter.
You know, that for one of the promos, I put a picture of Trump. For some reason, I found it on Twitter of a bunch of green gas coming out from under his
table. Oh, that's exactly the reason,
I thought maybe something like that was going on. How sad. I feel sad for the jurors. I'd be like, Your Honor, I don't, I'm breathing in E. coli. Can I please? God damn.
Falling asleep and farting.
I moved that the defendant be trapped inside a small geodesic bubble. They got to protect the people of the court. There's no reason to stenographer.
God, Rudy's not coming in to testify. He'll kill them all, the two of them together.
Oh, please let him come.
We'll kill everybody.
Talking about a mistrial. Boy, can't they cork him up or something? Hey, wake up and quit shitting yourselves. That's who they want. I mean, my God,
these headlines are hilarious. Something stinks about Donald Trump's trial. Oh, it might be Trump. There's another one. Apparently, Trump can't stop farting during trial.
What sources are you reading from?
This one says, toot toot, Donald Trump raises a stink in the courtroom, literally, and it's, quote, putrid. this one says, struggling with the smell, Donald Trump farts up a storm during his criminal trial.
Oh, my fucking God, that's funny. Toot toot. Toot toot. Jesus.
Let's see. We've got...
Toot toot, everybody. That's unreal. It's just there's nothing... The Onion saw this story today. They closed down. They're like, fuck it. What are we supposed to do? Make fun of... How do we make fun of that exactly? I mean, really? The guy's shitting on himself. Doing his own hush money trial. God, I feel so bad that Stormy Daniels had sex with that shit drizzles... Fuck nut, man. How sad for her. That sucks. Ugh. Jesus. And Melania, too. Damn.
Well, look at the time fucking flying. We only got about 10 minutes left here in the big show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Is it fair for me to say that, I mean, do you think Melania and Trump are, do you think they have any sort of, okay. I just say wrong. God, never mind.
I want to fuck you. Oh yeah, baby, fart on my face.
What horrible fucking shit. Our congressperson is raping children, and then here's our former president just shitting all over himself at a hush money trial. God damn, Donald.
Here we go. This is spectacular.
Yes.
Because most of these fucking profits for profit, these frauds, always find a way to try to waddle their way or tap dance their way out of their ridiculous prophecies not coming true.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites being, we guarantee Trump's going to be president again in a month. Don't worry. Well, another month. Don't worry. It's going to be another month. Don't worry. By April 15th, he's going to be president again. And then they say, well... He's president in heaven. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, but he's not dead.
A few of them have done that.
He smells like he's dead, but he's not dead, okay?
But there's one of these guys that is particularly butthurt about it when call him out.
Yes.
On his bullshit.
Oh, Kent Christmas?
Hank Cooney,
damn it, fuck! Shit! I get those two mixed up sometimes.
And here is butthurt Hank Cooney.
Oh, wow, this is great. It's been a while, too, right?
What is he wearing? He's wearing blue trousers.
Jeez, clips from Hank Cooneman and John Voight.
He's got a canary yellow button-down shirt on.
You're testing my atheism.
And he's got matching canary yellow socks with some sassy loafers on. And he's got a dark blue suit jacket. And he's wearing a ridiculously large, like, beaded wooden necklace cross around his neck.
Is
and
he
his hair,
upset at Conan O'Brien or something?
His hair makes a black hole look bright.
Well, excuse me. Is he filming a late night television set or something? Because that is a fancy
That's his vibe, man. That's his stage.
I want to watch this shit.
And you and I hate sometimes, I'm just going to say, can I be extremely vulnerable? I have a 20-year track record. Over 20 years of prophetic words. I don't know about you. When I read those words, my mouth drops.
I'm sorry, Ryan's gasping how cool this guy's stage is.
Oh, my God, I want it so
and
bad.
And the production values.
I take every bit of that stage. Oh, my God. Boy, I tell you what.
It is really fucking cool.
It is a very nice stage.
Very well lit.
God damn it. I'm doing a show Saturday night. I'm dragging my spotlight out of the fucking trunk. It's like, shit, man. God damn, I want that, Hank.
Prophetic words. I don't know about you. When I read those words, my mouth drops. You know why? Because I don't talk that way. I don't think that way. But I know and I can feel God on those words. And I also knew who I spent time with. But what bothers me is people will discount vessels.
He's got his own Jumbotron.
That is a beautiful fucking set. I really am. I tell you what, Paula Deen, not Paula Deen, sorry. Paula. No. Paula, you know, Trump's.
Paula White,
sorry. All those people, even Kent Christmas, I imagine. You guys just really need to see what's going on over here. Boy, that's a nice background. Jesus. You know what? Whatever. Listen, Paula, your fucking set sucks, and it's a joke. It's horrible. It's unspecific. You got chairs everywhere. Yes, the video display is effective, or whatever that is. But God,
that speak for God,
yeah,
that have a track record and act like they don't matter, ignore what they say, and run towards fear. And then their things never happen, all the Blood Moon books, the Y2K storing up kits, and they never get called out. And the heart of God that is spoken through true throne room vessels.
You know those lights?
True throne room vessels. He's mad at all the people that were defrauding people, like with Y2K shit. And he's saying, all of us that are true throne room vessels.
What? You know, I have those lights that are on the back there. I have some of those. I have a smaller version of those. I have like two. And why does he have them lit and pointed at the audience?
Because it's a vibe.
But it's
that industrial vibe where you can see the lights. They're on. They're low. They're not blinding the audience.
They're lighting towards.
Yeah.
Spoken through truth.
Kind of like an industrial look where you can see the lighting. In
room vessels. Never get appreciated. Now, I'm not, listen, I said a long time ago, listen to me. This isn't about me. Don't misunderstand that.
Oh, bullshit. This is all about you. He's not upset. He's saying, you know, this isn't about me, this complaining about going after prophets. I'm not talking about myself.
He is a psycho. Who designs his set? I mean, that is... That background says Sunday, and then there's flames coming out. It is truly someone spent a lot of fucking time and money and on that set.
And I can see these lights he's got in the background. They're giant computer controlled.
Oh, yeah.
So that they swivel and turn. So that shit probably animates during the show.
How much did he spend on that podium?
Don't misunderstand that. Jesus made himself of no reputation. If you're going to speak for God, you better not be about your reputation. Because they'll tear you apart. They'll lie about you. They'll call you false in a stolen election of 2020. And they'll use that to discount any other word beyond that. Mm-hmm. Well, see, you prophesied this and this about 20. No. That's why you have to censor. That's why you do censor. That's why you do close people's fake book accounts down. And the fake news continues to censor and make everything about Donald Trump be in opposition. Make him look bad. Make him look wrong. If you can't see where the voice of deception is coming from and the voice of truth, you need to pull your head out of your royal backside.
Deception. There's 8 inches of concealer on your fucking face. How many hours did Hank Kuntemann spend in the makeup chair before the stage manager, assistant manager, I mean, lighting people, lighting director, set designer, I mean, the prop master, costumer.
Yeah, it's quite the stage.
I can go on and on. It's just sound designer. It's everything. And he's talking about false prophets. I mean, shit, dude. I don't know.
Hank Kuntemann is senior pastor of Lord of Hosts Church.
Yeah.
A thriving church in Omaha, Nebraska, and founder of One Voice Ministries.
No, it's not a church. It's a fucking production company. That is a production company. That's not a church. What is the lighting cue? We're doing Vacation Lighting, Vacation Bible School Lighting. Go. Thank you. Go. Call it. Go. I mean, that's what it must sound like on the headsets, right?
Here's a different setup.
Yeah.
A picture of a different setup. Join our next live service. Experience the power of the Holy Spirit in 1 day, 15 hours, 7 minutes, counting down. Pastor Hank.
Do you think he's very particular? Like, how much? Oh,
for children, for teens, for young adults.
But they must have a lighting cue when the kids come down. And they must have... Do you think Hank Kunamon gets pissed off when the follow spot guy falls asleep? And then
Lord of Hosts Church is a dynamic, multiracial, non-denominational church full of the power of God.
Yeah, you could shoot MTV rocks there or something. You could do...
It's a really good, cool theater. Isn't that a great space to do a play?
No, fuck that. If I'm in charge of the Grammy Awards, I'm like, listen, I got a venue that's real cheap. We get for nothing. These guys, we're going to shoot it here. God, they got everything. They got everything. Where is he located?
Omaha.
This motherfucker is... there's such... Shit, I mean... We're looking at $50,000. No, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of shit.
It's a lot of stuff, yeah.
It's a lot of stuff. Well, how much is that microphone he's holding his hand right now?
He's got a lav.
No, he's got a lav. Excuse me. I bet that's a
he's
nice
got,
one.
He's got a wireless lavalier attached to his shirt.
I bet that's a nice one. And I bet these lighting people and these sound people do not fuck up. I bet they don't fuck up at all.
There
not
you go.
At all.
Hank Kunamon.
That guy is something
upset
else.
About being questioned with his prophecies, but Ryan far more upset.
Yeah.
By the production
don't
values.
Don't question. Hey, listen.
By the amazing production values that Hank Kunamon.
Well, Hank, I would just be honest with people. It's like, yeah, I'm going to get shit wrong, but look at this fucking beautiful set.
Though. I would get that set designer to design something for my show.
He wouldn't take you because he's like, no. You don't have you're not going to pay me as much as these weird Christian fucks. Right. I'm sorry. You don't have the budget to afford me.
Oh, there's a picture of Trump sleeping in court. It says the Godfather.
Somebody get, we need a gag order. We need to clean up in aisle 3. Aisle 45.
Oh, bummer. Daniel Dennett died. That's a bummer.
Who is that?
He's one of the big atheists out there, a philosopher.
Well, he's in a better place. Just kidding.
I'm sure the Christians will be saying, oh, he called out for Jesus on his deathbed. They like to say that about all the famous atheists that die.
Right. That's nice. That's sensitive, isn't it? How nice of you guys.
Like when Hitchens died.
They didn't like him?
No.
So when you want to talk about misinformation, Mr. Snyder, you might actually look a little closer to American media if you don't like what they're saying. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield back.
Mr. Chairman, does he have the opportunity to respond to the gentlelady?
Sure. Yeah.
I didn't ask him a question,
Her
Mr. Raskin.
You asked multiple questions.
First of all, I'd like to thank the representative from Georgia by making clear with her comments and with her person that any discussion of political warfare has to include Russia, Ukraine, and America. She's just demonstrated that point, I think, very powerfully. On the question of Nazis, I've written two books as a historian about Nazis and the Holocaust. On the question of Ukrainian nationalism, I am the leading scholar of that subject in North America and have been writing about it for 20 years. If the chamber is interested in the degree of far-right participation in Ukrainian politics, you can be assured that no far-right party has ever crossed 3%. 3% in Ukrainian election. So, of course, there are bad people in every country, but by any comparative standard is a very small phenomenon. In Russia, on the other hand, the army includes openly Nazi formations, such as Urushich. The government itself is fascist in character, and it is carrying out a war which includes deportation of children by the tens of thousands, the open intention of destroying a state, as well as mass torture. So if we're looking for fascism, and if there is anyone who is sincerely concerned about halting fascism or racism, you would wish to halt Russia.
So when you want to talk about
Margie.
Shit, man. God, she's the worst.
Marjorie Taylor Greene being handed her fat ass.
God, it's like, I just smile. I was like, God, she's not my senator.
She works out a lot, so it's
I'm sorry, representative. Would you say?
I don't know. I said her ass is fat, but she works out all the time.
She's a Nazi fucker. Would you trade Marjorie Taylor Greene for Matt Gaetz? Yes or no?
Are we playing dodgeball, or
no,
are we
for your representative?
Or trying to? Am I trying to score young underage chicks?
I don't know.
What's the goal of our team?
I was sitting here feeling all superior.
Depends.
Superior about her. It's like, well, she's not my representative. I didn't vote for her. It's like, well, I got this guy.
Right.
I got this guy.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Back Monday, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com. The dog comes running in because you hear me doing the outro. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go buy shit at Amazon. You get a little commission. It's a cost of fuck. See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X, and RatedRComedy.com.
All the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody. We'll hit you up again on Monday.
Careful in that courtroom, y'all.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.